Big Game James Liccardi and Jay Stemmen here with Dragon Men's basketball assistant coach, Jack Thompson. Well, GA, assistant, kind of in between from my understanding. Coach, what is your transition at this point as you return to the coaching staff this year?
Well, first, thanks for the interview. Appreciate you guys and all your coverage. So last year was a graduate assistant coach under Coach Bergstrasser, and then Coach Kemp is going to elevate me to an assistant coach title under him next year with the Dragons.
At this point then, with that opportunity now with being elevated, do you have different roles, opportunities, different things that you're expected to do? I know you were doing some of the scouting at different times when you were working with Coach Bland and Bergstrasser as well. How is that transition going for you? I mean, we're of course in the middle of the summer before the next year, but how is that starting to shape out?
Yeah, so last year I was super lucky and thankful that Coach Bergstrasser gave me a lot of responsibilities with scouting, player development, certain bits and pieces in practice. So that stuff will be the same going into next year with Coach Kemp. But the biggest difference is with Coach Kemp, he's planning to have two coordinators. So the other assistant coach will be the offensive coordinator, and I will take the defensive coordinator role. So a lot of my main focus will be on that defensive side of the ball and getting guys to understand our concepts and philosophies on that side of the ball, and hopefully having it show up in game days on the weekends.
I know that you're a good defensive player watching you play, but you made a living on putting 30 up on everybody. So how is that mentality shifting for you as a coach going to the defensive side of the ball from time to time?
Well, I actually, funny enough, enjoy the defensive side of the ball better. And kind of my early years in college, we had a lot of defensive prowl, and that was our MO, is getting stops and holding teams under 60 points a lot of games in order for us to win. Later in my career, I got lucky enough to be able to show offensive skill set as well. But those early years, it was a lot of grinder games for me in a Cougars uniform, and a lot of 60 to 56 wins and stuff like that. So I'm excited to get back to that sort of style of basketball and to teach it, because a guy who's not as athletic as some other players on the court, I do have some tips and tricks for guys who aren't as much athletic and laterally gifted, I'll say that. But I'm looking forward to teaching that side of the ball a lot next year.
Well, here's the thing. I do recall a certain Jack Thompson putting up 30-some against the Dragons at Nemzik, but I think you were right. I think it was only a game that was in the 60s, because I think you had a nice, in a sense, head-to-head battle with Jacob Benega, each of you scoring over 30 that game, but I don't think either team managed to hit 70 at all. I think it was like 64, 62 or something like that. I don't remember if you recall that game.
I do recall that game a little bit. Definitely was a fun one. And over the last year in Nemzik, have been reminded of it a couple times with a few dirty looks. But for the most part, people just remember a great basketball game with two good teams. But yeah, definitely, like, individually was great offensively, but defense was a huge factor in that game. And both teams played a lower possession style of game. So defensive side of the ball was super key for both teams.
When it comes to working with the younger players and helping them develop, I know I saw a lot of times you on the court after practices, usually with like Cody Dandridge, working on some things with him. And it seemed as though that was something that maybe I hadn't seen really from this coaching staff in the past. And now you're out there able to do things like that, really work on giving some tips and tricks to shooters out there. Is that something that you'll really kind of continue to do and develop younger players on that offense side of the ball, so you can kind of get both sides of the ball while you're coaching?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the skill development side is something that I really honed in on last year. And the freshman class last year with Cody, Carson, Sean, like, they wanted everything that came with it. Like, they were always in the gym. So it'll be sad seeing them go to Denver, but I know they'll do awesome there and succeed with Coach Bergstrasser. But that's something that's really nice, kind of with my age and the position I'm in right now, that it was just a couple of years ago that I was on the court in the exact same league in the exact same circumstances. So to kind of get that to the players of, like, I've been there, done that, I know how it's going to feel and how it'll be when you're out there on the court, has been something that I've really enjoyed, kind of just showing them my experiences in the past and letting them live it for themselves.
When it comes to the new coach and Coach Kemp, obviously there was a certain style of basketball, a certain style of play that Coach Bergstrasser and Bland wanted to execute on the court. When you've had chances to talk with Coach Kemp, and he's kind of discussed how he wants to play going forward. How is that the same or different from the previous coaching staff of Bergstrasser and Bland? How will that look on the court, obviously outside of the number of new recruits that you guys will be bringing in this year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, defensive side of the ball, I'll start with that because that'll kind of be my MO. It'll look pretty similar. Discipline will be a huge focus, right? Got to stay disciplined. Five guys all connected on that side of the basketball, and then keeping the ball out of the paint and then eliminating threes, right? Mm-hmm. That's kind of very, very broad in general, but defensively, I think it'll look the same. Offensively, I think it'll look a lot different. Coach Kemp's quote so far this year has been, he wants to play an offensive style that's appealing to the neutral fan. Mm-hmm. So how that means for him is when that neutral fan walks into the gym and he watches us on the offense side of the ball, he wants people to be like, oh, I want to be a Dragon fan because I like that style. So you'll see a lot faster tempo than maybe years past from Dragon basketball. And on misses, we plan to run and push that thing in transition and put pressure on the rim as early as possible.
At this point, it's early on in the Coach Kemp tenure. You just talked a little bit about him. But for the general fan, for the general media member, just anybody who is curious about the new coaching regime, what can you tell us about Coach Kemp, the mentality, and what type of kind of coaching style he's going to end up bringing to the program?
Yeah, I mean, so far my experiences have been awesome with Coach Kemp. Have had a lot of late nights in these last couple of weeks with him moving back and forth from Minneapolis area up here to Moorhead. But I think you're just going to get a guy who's first centered upon relationships, like relationships with players, fans, any supporters or community members who might come to a game. Like, that's his main focus, is he wants to create those bonds and relationships that go off the basketball court as well. And then in terms of on the floor coaching, you're going to see somebody who his expectations are set. And as a team, like, we are going to meet those every single day, and that will never waver, right? So that expectation that he's going to set day in, day out, like, you're going to get that same performance every single time from the Dragons, whether it's a practice game or a workout session. Like, that standard is set, and it will be met every single time we step on the floor.
Looking ahead to next season, I know that there's a ton of time for those basketball fans waiting for October, November, December at this point, but six returners, you have a incoming recruit signed, so you're at seven out of possible, I would imagine, 15-man roster. What is the outlook for trying to fill out the rest of the roster for the men's basketball program over the next handful of weeks before you get into, I would imagine, summer courses and then fall practices?
Yeah, so these last couple weeks, we've, like I said, spent those long nights kind of just going through the transfer portal and any possible 2025 high school recruits that we could add. We have had a few verbal commitments, so that's been really big for us last week, getting kind of those numbers up towards filling those 15 spots. But we still have a few more of those spots to fill and need to do that in the next coming weeks. But, you know, it's today's day and age, like, that portal is deep, and there's a lot of players that will kind of slip through the cracks here come summertime, and hopefully we can take advantage of that and find some really great fits on the floor and then culturally wise in the locker room.
When you look at last offseason coming here as a GA, and kind of you had already had an incoming freshman class, obviously it was highlighted by Cody, Carson, and then of course Sean as well. And now this year you're elevated to an assistant coach. You've got a bunch of roster spots to fill, and you have to go into the portal to find these players to come in because it's a later date when we have this coaching change. So what's that process been like for you going and trying to find the right fit for this Dragon program? Because obviously there is a Dragon way. We've seen that through all the athletics departments here on campus. What's it been like for you getting into this whole recruiting process as opposed to kind of coming in and like, okay, we've got a number of returners. We've got this freshman class of three, four, got different guys coming in. What's it been like trying to put together a new group of Dragons?
See, for me, it's been fun. It's been a blast. Guys who have been doing it for a while, they'd probably be on the other end of the spectrum. But for me, getting to experience it the first time, like, it's been a lot of late nights and a lot of phone calls here and there, but it's been a really enjoyable process for me because I know exactly what this program's been built on. And that's been a big thing with Coach Kemp as well, is he doesn't want to come in here and reinvent the wheel. He knows what type of guys will be successful here. And he said in his press conference, the six guys returning, like, those guys know how to win here, and we want guys who fit that mold, and culture-wise, like, they fit in the locker room.
Knowing that you're going to be coaching the defensive side of the ball, a bit of a two-parter, how excited are you to be able to battle against the Dragon offense, knowing that you have guys that can play defense, like Jenkins coming back, like Eddie Benninga and Will Kinsey and company? And then also, how much does it help you as a defensive-minded coach to be able to have guys like that that know the program, that know the expectation, to be able to already be within the woodworks of this program as you move forward, and you're not just a bare cupboard at this point?
Yeah, no, it's... like I said, defensively, we want five guys connected, and knowing that we have certain guys already in the locker room that are going to come in and fit that mold right away and can be leaders on the floor will be awesome and will be huge for us in those early months and those first few practices. And then it's just kind of getting those other guys, those new transfers, the new faces, up to speed and getting everybody on the same page. And I think the athletes that we have currently and then we'll bring in will fit really well on that side of the basketball.